The main issues are that the law, if it's adopted, and it's quite well advanced, it's already gone through its first reading in the Knesset, would very probably lead to the demolition of dozens of Bedouin villages, up to 35 perhaps in all, and their inhabitants, which is probably somewhere between 30,000 and 40,000 Arab Bedouin from the Negev, would be basically evicted and forcibly displaced to places where most of them don't want to live, to new townships, which are very much not in tune with their sort of ancestral traditions. Bedouin are very attached to the land they live on, and they have rights as the people who've inhabited this land for many centuries.
Who are the Bedouins, and why are Israeli authorities keen on evicting them from their ancestral lands?
The Bedouin are Arabs. They're the, if you like, to some extent, the sort of ancestors of many modern urban Arabs as well. Basically, desert tribes. They used to be nomadic. For the most part, nowadays, they're not, although they always had kind of territories. So it was a bit of a misconception that they sort of wandered around all over the place. They usually wandered around within their own territorial area, and there were neighboring tribes who had other areas. And, of course, they were living on the margins in the most difficult land, land that other people didn't really covet, in fact. So they didn't really have papers, and they didn't have cities, and they didn't have some of the other things one normally associates with particular groups of people. And that's perhaps part of the problem, because nobody really was after their land in the past, so they didn't get ownership rights sorted out. Could easily be done, but it's not being done in this case. In fact, the opposite really. It looks like this law could very well lead to a whole-scale removal of Bedouin from their historic lands.
Has there been any consultations with the Bedouins on the law, or this is just a unilateral action by the Israeli authorities?
There have been some consultations, and the law's been amended. There's an amendment that was brought in by Minister Begin earlier this year. But I think in our view, and I think in many Bedouins' view, and many of the NGOs who are taking up this issue, it wasn't a full participatory consultations, and the Bedouins' own views are not really being fully taken into account.
Is it the view of the High Commissioner that if this law is passed, it would amount to discrimination and violation of rights of minorities?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the Arab Bedouins in the Negev are Israeli citizens. They have rights like any other Israeli citizen, and that should include specific rights to land ownership in areas that they've lived for a very long time. They should also receive the respect and consultation and be listened to in the same way as you'd expect any other segment of Israeli society to be listened to.
Now, some time back, the Israeli government did establish a commission, and one of the recommendations was that it should view the Bedouins as equal citizens of Israel. Why the change of heart?
Hard to say. I mean, yes, this was a Goldberg commission in 2008. Obviously, there are issues when there are settlements that aren't registered, etc. But, you know, the way to solve that is to register them. And in fact, the Goldberg commission, which was set up by the Israeli government itself, recommended that as far as possible, the state should recognize each of these supposedly unrecognized villages. Depending on criteria, the criteria were a little bit vague, and that's perhaps problematic. But basically, there was an underlying suggestion that most, if not all, of these villages should be recognized.
Well, one would say that it's not the first time the Israeli government has been accused of demolishing settlements. It does demolish settlements belonging to Palestinians. Is this just another attempt by the Israeli government to go against views of the international community?
It's a bit different because obviously the Palestinians, it's occupied territory. That's a different issue. The Bedouin are Israeli citizens. But you're right. I mean, demolitions of Bedouin villages have been going on for years. In fact, the High Commissioner Navi Pillay was in Israel just 2.5 years ago, and this issue she was already very lively at that point, and she met one man from one village, and the village had already been demolished something like 15 times. So it was quite a major issue during that trip to Israel and the occupied territories. The occupied territories, I think one must look at this a bit differently, because there are a whole range of separate issues linked to the fact that they're not actually part of Israel.
With the Bedouin villages that had to be demolished, is it that they are going to be new constructions, or it's just to move them away?
Well, that may be a mix of reasons. It's not entirely clear why there's such an effort to do it. Presumably the land is required for other purposes, and they're trying to encourage or arguably force the Bedouins living in these villages to move into townships that have been established elsewhere. Quite a few Bedouin have already been moved into these townships. But, you know, you have to take their views into account. I think there are 7 major townships, but this is very alien to the Bedouins' way of life, and those Bedouin who wish to maintain their traditional way of life should be allowed to do so.